Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app. This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I am your host, Joey Burgoyne, and joining me this morning is Barbara Nair from the Spectrum Art Gallery in Centerbrook. The Spectrum Art Gallery is an art gallery, like the name entails. It has lots of works of art. So we're going to get into what the gallery is, how people can visit that. They do classes and all other fun things that an art gallery does. And they also have a summer arts festival coming up June 19th and 20th, Father's Day weekend. So get outside, enjoy the nice weather. So Barbara, thank you for joining me this morning. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me and being able to share with your listeners what we're doing on Father's Day weekend.
So the Spectrum Art Gallery, give us a little bit of history of the gallery.
Well, the gallery is 7 years old. Actually, it was 7 years old at the end of this March. And it represents or shows work, we should say, of about 80 artists and artisans. I mean, a number of things are important about the gallery. One is that it's a nonprofit, which is somewhat unusual. So no one really owns it. Also that we work with, as I said, 80 to 100 artists and artisans. The front of the gallery is actually a high-end craft store. And then three quarters of the space is the art gallery. And the art gallery is based on themes. We do six shows a year, including two festivals, one coming up Father's Day weekend and another one in Madison on Columbus Day weekend. So we really do give artists and artisans tremendous amount of opportunities to show and develop their work. And we work with emerging artists as well as mid-career artists and artisans, giving them opportunities to grow and display and hopefully sell their work.
Now, you know, 2020 was an oddball year. 2021 seems to be going along fairly smoothly. Now, were you guys able to stay open last year through the COVID pandemic, or how did that affect you?
Well, it was a tough year. We had to close for 3 months at the height of COVID. It was really, I think we closed March, and we didn't open again till sometime mid-June or even later. And it took quite a while to get traffic back. It was very slow and really people didn't really feel safe, even though we had tons of safety measures implemented in the gallery. They didn't feel safe till we started approaching the fall and the holiday show. The holiday show is when everything really picked up. Holiday 2020. And now since then, and with the vaccinations, people getting vaccinated, people are really coming out again, both to the gallery and to all of our shows. And of course, it's perfect because we are able to do this Father's Day weekend annual festival. And this festival, as I just said, was annual, but in 2020, it had to be canceled. So it was a tremendous disappointment for everyone.
So when you did announce that the 2021 Summer Arts Festival was on, it kind of lit a flame under a few artists to kind of get back into the groove, I would assume.
Exactly. Exactly. That was, I cannot tell you how many conversations I had like that with people who are in the festival. There are 34 artists, by the way, so everyone knows, on the green, and fine artists, glass artisans, jewelers, woodworkers, photographers, really paper artists, really runs the gamut. And many of the items and pieces are affordable, and there's all price ranges. So there really is something for everyone. And the green itself, I don't know if you know it or not, is a very charming venue. It's right on the water. There's lots of tree cover, so it's breezy and shady and ample parking. And frankly, the best part of it all is that it really is a family day, because not only is it Father's Day weekend, so Dad can pick something out himself, or when he's not looking, somebody else can pick in the family can pick something out. And everything on that green is unique. It's one of a kind, and people can speak to the actual artist and creator right there on the green that they're buying a piece from. So that's very exciting. Ask questions and learn about the process of how a piece was created, no matter what it is. And then the town itself is very charming. Essex is one of these New England towns, but the green where we will be is right in the middle of town. And the town is a walking town.
It is.
So people can, yes, and they don't need their car. They park it, and they can spend the day or half the day or whatever walking from one side of town to the other. They can have lunch or get a sandwich, get ice cream, a lemonade, visit with us, and then end up at the Connecticut River enjoying the views of the river and the marina. It's really a wonderful day. And then, of course, we're hoping that everyone has time to visit the gallery in Centerbrook, which is one of the villages of Essex. And Centerbrook, where the gallery is located, is only 10 minutes away from the festival. So it's really the whole event is a fabulous either weekend event or for people, or one day, Father's Day or Saturday. By the way, the timing is Saturday, 12 to 6. And Sunday, 12 to 5.
And one of the things I want to touch on, you touched on it a little bit, is when you go to an event like this and you're buying something that someone made, that person's most likely standing right in front of you. You can ask them the questions. And, you know, I do woodworking also. And it's when you talk to these people, there's always a story behind everything that's on their table and in their display. And that's where these festivals, to me, are exciting. Understanding someone's inspiration, someone's thought process, even if you're not a fan of a particular art style or something, but to understand that there was a process, there was feeling, there was meaning going into that piece. That's the best part in my mind, when you can talk to that person and understand what they thought and felt when they were making something.
Yes, I totally agree. And I have those conversations all the time at the gallery. But also, the other part of it, I think it's really special, is that every item is unique. There's not 10 of the same thing, or it's not wholesale. Not that there's anything wrong with wholesale. It's just that every item is unique. And so that gift that one buys for oneself or for someone else is one of a kind.
And that's the thing, you know, and like you said, it's on the Essex Town Green, Saturday the 19th and Sunday the 20th. Downtown Essex is a walking, and it's Father's Day weekend. And like you said, there's something for everyone. And one of the things I think people need to do for events like this is bring the family, bring the kids.
Yes.
It's something that, you know, things like this are what spark those little flames inside of a, you know, kid or a young adult, that this is something that they can do. You know, if someone likes painting or drawing or some type of craft, just let your mind enjoy it and do it. And this is where those things get showcased.
Yes, and it also shows that it's fun. I mean, sometimes kids can get a little intimidated walking into a gallery, although we're very friendly. But it can happen, or they'll go to a museum and feel a little intimidated, or be told to be quiet or something. And that's not the case at an outdoor arts festival, when the artists are there and everyone's really sharing their thoughts and, as you say, their process and their passion. So the kids, I think, pick up on that this is this is okay. And mm-hmm. as you say, I can do this too. So yes, it's very exciting from so many different angles. It's terrific, and I'm so thrilled every year that it's on Father's Day weekend.
That's an amazing thing. And Barbara, thank you for joining me this morning. Again, if people want more information, spectrumartgallery.org. There's a link up top for the Arts Festival. And Barbara is the gallery director of said Spectrum yes. Art Gallery. Well, Barbara, thank you for joining me, and thank you for sharing the information about the Spectrum Art Gallery. It's something that everyone needs to visit. They're heading down Route 9. Get off and visit the Spectrum Art Gallery. The Arts Festival is Father's Day weekend, June 19th and 20th. The 19th is 10 to 5 p.m. The Sunday is 11 to 5. Visit the festival. Enjoy downtown Essex and the town green. Remember, great things like this art festival happen at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.